Turkey's parliament has postponed consideration of a measure allowing tens of thousands of American troops to be stationed on Turkish soil in preparation for an attack on Iraq. The Turkish cabinet approved the deployment yesterday, despite no final agreement on a U.S. aid package for Turkey. With supply ships from the U.S. Army's 4th Infantry Division off the Turkish coast, the Bush administration has been pressuring Turkey to approve the deployment. NPR's Guy Raz is in Ankara. Why the delay?
The parliamentary backbenchers are saying simply that they're just not ready to vote on this until they feel that there's some firm guarantee from Washington on the kind of financial aid Ankara can expect, and on issues like the future of a post-Saddam Iraq. So tomorrow they'll reconvene, and then they'll decide whether to take up the vote then or maybe even Thursday.
Do you think they'll approve it ultimately?
Well, I'd be surprised if it wasn't approved then, because most of the legislators I've spoken to in the past few days have said they'll support the cabinet's recommendation on this. But there's no question that the debate in parliament will be very lively, because there is tremendous opposition to this idea here. I mean, 95% of the public opposes war, and some members of parliament are even arguing that the deployment violates Turkey's constitution, because under the law here, foreign troops with the intent of going to war can only be based in Turkey if there's an international consensus for that war. And because this is going to be a secret ballot, there is a possibility it will be rejected outright, or that it could pass with certain restrictions, like U.S. troops would only be allowed to deploy after Turkey gets some kind of symbolic infusion of money from Washington.
So Turkey continues to hold out, waiting for that money.
That's right. And this is another confusing part about it, because Washington and Ankara still officially haven't signed an agreement. The haggling's going on here. You know, over the past few weeks, people on both sides have been trying to work out a deal on what kind of financial incentives Turkey can expect in return for allowing those deployments. And then there are issues like what a post-war Iraq will look like and what role Turkey will play in any war. So for now, the cabinet is saying, look, we expect an agreement soon. We're under immense pressure from Washington. We want this to go to the parliament. And then once an agreement is signed, Turkey is likely to see about $15 billion in loans and grants from Washington.
If the deployment is approved, how soon could U.S. troops be in Turkey?
Well, Bob, at the moment there are several ships already off Turkey's southern coast waiting to unload equipment for, as you said, the Army's 4th Infantry Division. Now, some of that material has already been set down inside warehouses at the port of Iskenderun on the Mediterranean coast, but that equipment still needs to be moved to locations around the country. Now, if the vote does pass this week, and if Parliament does agree to the deployments without any major restrictions, then we will see soldiers from that division, about 20,000 troops. They could be arriving as early as next week, and then head off to staging grounds in the southeast of the country.
What about a more active involvement by Turkey against Iraq?
Well, again, there are very few details about what role the Turks would play. The military here has made it very clear that they'll deploy soldiers inside northern Iraq to stem the tide of refugees. And, of course, the other concern here is what will happen to the majority Kurdish area of northern Iraq. There's a lot of sensitivity here about the prospect of the Kurds taking advantage of a war situation to create some sort of independent state. And Turkey, of course, wants to make sure that there is no instability in that area in the event of war.
NPR's Guy Raz in Ankara.